How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Fuck it.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new week here on the program. Halfway through July, if you can believe it already. Didn't it seem like we were just getting ready for Independence Day? But we are halfway through the month. And I want to start off the program this morning by thanking Chris and Barry for coming in yesterday. And everybody who called in and took part in the conversation yesterday. We had some very interesting kind of real-time reaction to news that was breaking throughout the course of the day, or in some cases, a lack of any news, which is to be expected in a situation like this. You know, people want information, but the investigation is ongoing into the attempted assassination of former president and current presidential candidate Donald Trump. It seems that for the last, I don't even know how long it's been going on, really, that we can look at these mass shootings and the almost instantaneous reaction or instantaneous information once the shooter is identified because of social media, because of people's online presence and online habits, that normally we find out about the perpetrators of these attacks relatively quickly, or at least, you know, some idea of what the motive was or what have you. And this particular person doesn't have as obvious of a motive. He didn't leave behind a manifesto, apparently, or write, you know, long social media posts indicating what he was planning. So we're used to getting that information so quickly when the perpetrators' names are released, but in this particular case, the authorities were still digging. And if anything changes during the course of the morning, we'll make sure we bring that to you. And Chris and Barry will be continuing on the discussion with you today, as you know, as can we as well. We will be joined in the 8 o'clock hour by Jack Spillane of New Bedford Light. We'll get his thoughts on what happened over the weekend, as well as some other things. But when, I mean, I was at the Third Eye Blind concert in the parking lot, having a few drinks with my parking lot neighbors. And then as I started heading into the concert, I was literally walking across the parking lot, drink in hand, and I got a text from Phil Devitt letting me know what had happened. And then I was already on my way into the venue with, you know, the opening act slated to start in like 20 minutes. Went in very quickly. Got a can of that liquid death water. Sat down in my seat. And then just opened my phone and kept scrolling through. I brought a battery backup for my phone, one of those chargers. And I just, through the whole opening act, sorry, Arizona, I was just going through Twitter, going through news reports, trying to get the latest information that I could. And it seemed then, you know, like in the moments after, the immediate aftermath, when there's a lot of confusion and a lot of speculation, a lot of conspiracy theory, as you're going through all this, you know, you expect that, okay, there's going to be somebody who has some breaking legitimate news. And there was, it was few and far between, by, at least by the time that I stopped scrolling. At one point, it just got to be frustrating not to be able to find out anything, but also knowing that the internet was filling up with stuff that wasn't true. So that's why it was great that Chris and Barry could come on, because then they could help weed through a lot of that with the listeners. And bringing on people who can offer insight. You know, Chris opened up the program yesterday with Tom Hodgson, who, of course, chairs the Massachusetts Trump campaign and who knows the man personally. So he was able to offer insight. Hank Turgeon offered insight into protecting a scene like that. And that's, I guess that's really the biggest question that people have right now, aside from what the shooter's motive was. Was how did it happen? How was somebody able to get on the roof of a building with a gun in clear shot of a former president and current presidential candidate? That's the question that's going to be 1A, besides who was this guy and what was he all about. 1A is how. And in fact, that might even be the more important question, because the answer to the who is he and what was he all about might just turn into nothing more than he was a delusional person who had access to a weapon. And unfortunately, we know that there are too many delusional people who have access to weapons. So the situation, as scary as it is to think about, could happen again, which is why they need to figure out what the shortfalls were in protecting the scene to make sure it doesn't happen again. And those are the questions that President Biden has ordered an inquiry into. It seems like, at least in this immediate aftermath, everyone is calling for all this rhetoric to be tamped down a bit. And I honestly think that that would be the best thing going forward. Let's not make it about the personalities. I mean, I guess, you know, to some degree that comes into play, because that personality is how the respective candidate would govern. But I think we let things get up to a 15 in terms of the volume when we could probably get it under 10. So I'll take your thoughts, 508-996-0500. Your app chat messages, your open line voicemails. If you missed Chris and Barry's programs yesterday. Those are available for podcast. It was basically their regular shifts, 9 to noon for Chris and noon to 3 for Barry. So you'll have 3 hours of each on podcast if you want to check those out. And of course, it's a story that is going to continue to develop in the coming days, weeks, and months. And I'm not going to sit here and speculate anything. We're not going to deal in things that we just don't know yet. We're going to deal in what we do know and ask the questions that come up from that. The other important part of this, of course, is that another life was taken, 2 other people injured, although the 2 people who were injured are expected to be okay. Because of someone's misguided, likely delusional, and again, I don't want to speculate too much, but because of someone's problem with a presidential candidate. And I'm sure there are people who are making a lot of inferences about the shooter and what his motivations may have been based on little bits of information that have been gleaned about him. Oh, he's a registered Republican. Okay, well, but sometimes people do things even on a political scale, with no respect to their actual political affiliations. You know, if the internet existed after John Hinckley shot Ronald Reagan, and everybody was immediately looking into his, you know, voting history and determining, oh, that must have been what he was all about. And I don't even know what his politics were. But as we come to find out, he had shot Ronald Reagan just because he was attempting to impress Jodie Foster, because he was delusional enough to think that the actress was the same as her character in Taxi Driver, and that just like Travis Bickle, you know, he was going to make a name for himself with an assassination. And I guess you could say that that's, you know, the furthest thing from politics, trying to impress a fictional character. So that's why I say, you know, they're going to give you this information about who this person is, but try to resist the urge to put a narrative together. That's what the investigators will do, and that's what they'll be able to piece together with all kinds of information that they're not going to give to you yet. So when they come back and say, here's what we think the motivation was, and here's what steps we think he took toward getting to Saturday, that will be the narrative that I will be interested in, not trying to put pieces together and figure it out. Now, human beings don't like a mystery. We like a mystery, but we like being able to try to solve a mystery. We don't like questions to go unanswered. And we dwell upon them until we have those answers. It's one of the reasons why all these years later, people still are interested in Lizzie Borden. It's unanswered questions, no resolution, a mystery that still needs solving. So our natural inclination is to try to put pieces together and to try to look for that one missing piece that somebody else might not have seen. But That's what the investigators will do with actual evidence, data, clues, information. The rest of us are just creating a narrative based on what little information we've been given. So if you call in to discuss this morning, and if I, you know, hold you up on something, say, hold on. No, we're not going to go down that road just yet. Just keep in mind that that is the concern behind that. It's not that I'm trying to silence anybody, or it's not that I'm trying to say that you're wrong, because you might turn out to be right. But we're only going to deal in what we know and the information that we're given. Because what happens is when you start dealing in speculation on the radio, somebody tunes in, they don't catch all of the conversations, so then maybe they don't realize that this is something that you're just postulating as a theory. And then they go away thinking that that's the truth. And then they become misinformed because of being in the middle of the conversation. And that's why it's important to try to limit just how far we speculate and how far we go down that road. So if I do kind of bring you back in a different direction, or keep you from going too far down a path that hasn't quite yet been cleared yet by the information that we know, then don't be insulted by it. It's not in any way that I'm saying that you're wrong or that it's not a valid idea or a valid theory or a valid thought. It's just we've got to deal in facts here. And I'll break down the fourth wall a little bit for you. We received emails over the weekend from, you know, higher ups here in the company that warned of that, that said, you know, people are going to try to call in with information. I mean, obviously, it's more of an issue with people in Pennsylvania, where people are going to call in claiming that they knew the person, and you can't verify in real time if what they're saying is true. So you've just got to be careful with that. In addition, I want to let you know, too, that we are expected to have quite the heat wave over the next few days, which means that you are going to have more high temperatures, more high humidity, and you're going to need to keep yourself as cool as possible. And there are cooling centers that will be open. Of course, you know that here in the city, they always encourage you to go to the public library if you need to cool down. The YMCA South Coast is also opening up its cooling centers today, tomorrow, and Wednesday between 12:30 and 5 p.m. And you don't even have to be a YMCA member to utilize the services. So there are four YMCA South Coast locations. There's the one in Fall River on North Main Street. There's the one in New Bedford on South Water Street. There's the Gleason Family YMCA in Wareham on Charge Pond Road. And there's the Stoico First Fed YMCA on Sharpslot Road in Swansea. And all four of those locations will have their welcome centers open as cooling centers. So you don't need to be a member. This is kind of like the general lobby area where they have chairs and tables and, you know, probably books and magazines, depending on which Y you go to. I know the Gleason Family YMCA has stuff out there. And it's a chance to sit down and spend a few hours in the air conditioning between the hours of 12:30 and 5 p.m. So all you have to do when you walk in is check in at the Welcome Center and tell them that you are just there to cool off, and they'll tell you where the area is to sit for that, and you can avoid being out in the heat and humidity. And that'll be happening today, tomorrow, and Wednesday at the YMCA. Again, I mentioned the public library branches will all be open as cooling centers. And then just get creative if you need to. You know, do a little shopping. Go to the mall. If you are a walker, somebody who likes to go out and take a walk each day, head out now. On the way in, it was still pretty comfortable, a little bit sticky, but wasn't too bad. But it will get worse as the day goes on. And so we're dealing with another heat wave, which hopefully will break on Wednesday. And hopefully weather will be good for Thursday for 50s night. Because not only are we going to have 50s night in downtown New Bedford, we'll also have our 50s night broadcast here on WBSM, which is brought to you by our sponsors, Elite Auto Detailing, Market Basket, Leach Auto Body, and Empire Ford of Fall River in New Bedford. We're going to be playing all 50s music from 3 p.m. to midnight here on WBSM, on the app, on the stream. And I've been watching, we're going to have Scott Pemberton in tomorrow, who's going to talk with us about the 50s night plans, but I've been watching the forecast, and there will be scattered thunderstorms in the morning, but it's expected to clear out. And it's actually supposed to be less humid and a little bit more comfortable as the day goes on. So if, as long as they can get around all of the morning storms, it should be perfect weather for 50s night. I've got to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Mary, I see you on hold, but I've got to take a break and then go to the news just to make you aware in case you can't hang on. We'll be right back. Fine. And welcome back in. Mary, I see you still on hold. I do have to go to the news, but I promise I will take you as soon as the news is over. And any other phone calls, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We'll make sure that we incorporate them throughout the course of the morning as well. And again, we will have Jack Spillane on in the 8 o'clock hour, but it's going to be, you know, mostly me and you the whole time, so you can call in and have your voice heard. Right now, though, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Trump explains what he was thinking during Saturday's assassination attempt. Will he announce his VP pick at the Republican convention this week? And attention, Target shoppers, a change you should know
from
about.
The WBSM Newsroom. This is WBSM News.
Former President Trump is explaining his thought process following the assassination attempt against him on Saturday. In an interview with a Washington Examiner, Trump said he chose to raise a fist while bleeding because he, quote, knew that history would judge this, and he knew he had, quote, to let them know we are okay. He went on to add the reality of the event was just beginning to set in. Trump said his original speech was going to be a, quote, humdinger, but that the new one he has prepared is a chance to bring the country together. President Biden says there is a need to, quote, lower the temperature in politics. His primetime address to the nation from the Oval Office on Sunday.
Yesterday's shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania calls on all of us to take a step back. Take stock of where we are, how we go forward from here.
Biden said violence has never been the answer when it comes to American politics, citing examples including the January 6th Capitol riots and the assault against Paul Pelosi. He spoke about resolving differences at the ballot box and not with bullets, saying the power to change America should rest in the hands of the people and not in the hands of a deadly assassin. Biden went on to add that he spoke with Trump on Saturday night and that he's grateful he's doing well. He also went on to extend condolences to the family of the retired firefighter attending the rally, who was killed while shielding his family from gunfire. Now, prior to the attempt on his life over the weekend, Trump had been teasing his choice for VP with the Republican National Convention getting underway this week. In a recent interview on the Clay and Buck Show, Trump mentioned some of the reported top contenders: South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum.
It's like a highly sophisticated version of The Apprentice, okay? you think about it.
The ex-president arrived in Milwaukee on Sunday, just one day after the now gunman opened fire. One person is dead, the president's ear grazed by a bullet, and the shooter killed by Secret Service. The convention starts today, and Trump is expected to be present to accept the nomination. Leaders from around the world are condemning the assassination attempt. At a rally in Pennsylvania, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said such violence has no justification in the world. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he condemns the attempt and wished Trump a speedy recovery. And French President Emmanuel Macron said the shooting was a tragedy for our democracies. The majority of Americans say inflation is a very serious problem. That's according to a recent YouGov poll, which found that voters are more likely to approve of Trump's handling of the issue rather than Biden's. The survey also found that for Democrats, the most serious issues the country faces are gun violence and climate change. Republicans ranked inflation and illegal immigration as the top concerns. Hollywood is mourning the loss of actress Shannen Doherty. The Beverly Hills 90210 and Charmed star has died at 53 after a nearly decade-long battle with breast cancer. Fitness guru Richard Simmons is dead at 76, authorities say of natural causes. And relationship therapist Dr. Ruth Westheimer has died at 96. And bring cash, bring your credit or debit card, but Target shoppers can now leave their checkbooks at home. As of today, the big retailer will no longer accept personal checks as payment for purchases. It says a few shoppers still pay by check, and eliminating the payments will speed up checkout. In addition to cash and plastic, Target shoppers can use digital wallet services like Apple Pay and Buy Now, Pay Later services.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the Red Sox beat the Royals 5-4 at Fenway Park. They visit the Los Angeles Dodgers on Friday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Look for some morning clouds and a chance of showers.
Just to give you a little update, a weather alert is in place for dangerous heat. Expected across southern New England over the next few days. Temperatures away from the coastline soar into the low 90s for the next 3 days. The potential for a second heat wave of 2024, with heat indexes reaching near 100 degrees today. You can expect temperatures to head into the middle 80s at the coastline, with a brisk southwest wind developing today. Low 90s for highs develop for Tuesday and Wednesday, with an afternoon and evening storm risk, although the best chance will be Wednesday evening to break the heat and humidity. Some clouds and damp spots Thursday help helping to usher in some much lower humidity and more seasonable temperatures by the end of the week. We'll have your updated forecast from ABC 6 shortly. Weather on WBSM is brought to you by Sea Streak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with Sea Streak. Visit seastreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in. We will go to the phones now, 508-996-0500, if you would like to call in and chime in. Good morning. You're first on WBSM.
Oh, it's nice to be first, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, I heard you talking about the heat. Today I left very early because I knew all about the humidity. I went down Pine Grove Cemetery. Now, in Pine Grove Cemetery, if you do the whole cemetery, I do the whole cemetery. I don't stick around just in the front. So if you go all the way down into the back and everything with a little mausoleum is, those are little hilly areas. So I do very well when I'm on level ground. But when it goes, you know, to do those, and I like to go around at least three times, the whole cemetery. So I started to really feel it the third time going up that last hill. There's a big mausoleum, not giant one, but one of the bigger ones right there at the top. And I could feel it. And I left my bottle of water in the car because I do it on purpose, because I know when I get back to my car, I can down that whole bottle. It was nice and cold. So I did that. But I might skip tomorrow because I can feel it when I'm going up the hill. The humidity starts to hit me. I mean, I'm still overweight. I'm not. And plus, my age is there, too. I don't want to kill myself.
Well, and plus, that's, you know, the air quality is so poor when it's hot and humid like that, that it's going to be hard for anybody to breathe.
Yeah, I struggled the last round. But okay, Richard Simmons, so close to Shelley Duvall, huh?
Yeah, and a day after his birthday.
Yeah, and Shannen Doherty. Oh, man. Well, she suffered with cancer for quite a while.
Yeah, she'd been battling breast cancer.
I remember hearing about her years back. Yeah, she suffered. Now, Rose McGowan, you know her from Charm, too.
Mm-hmm.
she had breast cancer, I think it was. But I don't know if she passed away or not. Do you know?
I don't know. No, I think she's still alive.
Yeah. She's a beautiful girl, too. All those girls, very beautiful.
The weird thing about Richard Simmons was he had just a few hours before the news broke of his passing, he had posted to Facebook. And, like, famously, he handled all of his own social media posts. He didn't let a team do it for him. So, he was still out there up until just a few hours before he passed.
I didn't know that. What did he say?
I think it was, like, thanking people for their birthday wishes and everything. It was, I read the post, but I can't remember exactly what it said.
I could cry. Oh, my God. I followed him through the years, and I never did all that stuff. I didn't buy any of the CDs or nothing, but he had different stints on General Hospital, All My Children, little cameos. He was a great guy, very friendly, tried to help everybody, a real sweet guy.
We have the Sweatin' to the Oldies tape at my house, and while I didn't, obviously I didn't do the exercises, I had seen the video, and I mean, he can be... you can point to him for getting, millions of people back into shape.
Oh, he sure did. He made a big imprint, very, very big. I was sorry to hear about him. And Shelley, too. Shelley still bothers me big time. I mean, I loved her. I posted a video of a guy that did with her, that worked with her on different things, too. And he goes to all these celebrity homes, that guy. I don't follow him too often, because if I watch every single video... I mean, I would be on there. I have to look at the clock and say, wow, have I been on the internet for 4 freaking hours?
There's
time to shut off and get outside, you know?
There's a woman who was running the Shelley Duvall archive online and on social media, and she was posting some photos. She had just visited with her not that long ago, and so she was sharing some photos of them hanging out and sharing cigarettes, and she said that, she'd been in great spirits right up until recently, so...
thing. And then to hear that Richard was found in his bedroom, and he died by himself with nobody there, that bothers me. With his no family, he had a brother, didn't he? I think he had a brother.
Yep. His brother posted on his social accounts after his passing.
Yeah, I mean, to find them dead like that, come on. Wasn't that the way they found that Matthew, the guy from Friends, Perry? Is it Matthew Perry?
Yep. Well, anybody... most people are usually found alone when they're found dead, unless somebody else is with them.
Yeah,
so
that's why. You woke me up. I think that the humidity got my brain. Of course, you're by yourself if they find you. Oh, it's horrible. Okay, I better just get upstairs now, because I just parked in the garage. I just got back. So, and I did pick up a coffee today from Cumbie's and my lottery ticket, because tonight the Mega Millions is way up there. Jackpot's kind of big. I'm going to snatch that tonight.
Well, after a weekend like we had with everything going on in the news and all the celebrity passings and everything, you could use some good news, I think, today. So maybe you'll win.
They did not, they didn't kill Trump. They tried, but thank God. That's all I'll say about it. Thank you for taking my call, and I'll be listening.
Have a good day. Stay cool.
You too. Bye-bye. You too.
And 508-996-0500 if you want to call in. And I think you are probably... It doesn't matter whether you were voting for Donald Trump, whether you would never vote for Donald Trump. I mean, I think universally we all know that this is wrong and that this isn't the way to change things in American politics. And I think we're all smart enough to realize that usually it's a delusional person that goes to these extremes. And again, thankfully, it didn't end in Donald Trump's death. It did end in the death of Corey Comptoir, but I think people are looking at this still as a moment they will remember of where they were when they heard I shared. I was walking into the concert when Phil texted me. And I had actually had the radio on just a few moments before, listening to the radio, getting ready to go in, because I didn't want to be like everybody else in the park. I was sitting in my car, just kind of cooling down for a few minutes before I got ready to head in. And I had the radio on, and then I turned it off, got up, said goodbye to the people that were in the cars around me, got my last beer out of the trunk just to walk with as I went toward the door. And then I got like toward from my car to almost the main entrance when I got Phil's text. So it's definitely something that I'll remember where I was when I heard. And Jeff in Fall River says, good morning, Tim. I was having dinner at the Water Dog in Warren. There was a gentleman sitting across from me wearing a Make America Great Again hat. He stood up and slammed it on the table. I asked him if he was okay, and that's when he told me that Donald Trump was shot. So it will be one of those moments. Let's take a phone call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Now, first of all, I know Mary just got off the phone. I like listening to her every morning. You know, God bless her and keep her healthy. You know, she kind of, it's almost like when I turn the radio on, she's on, you know, calling in. The only reason I'm calling is just to let you and your coworkers just say thank you for yesterday for having that program on Sunday with Chris in the morning and then Barry in the afternoon. I was kind of, when I saw Barry post that on Facebook, I was a little confused because he was like, oh, you know, that he was going to be on, this was Saturday night that he posted he was going to be on tomorrow, which would have been Sunday. And I actually, I had to respond to him because I was like, am I reading this wrong? Because tomorrow's Sunday, not Monday. But I think it, you know, WBSM offering that just goes to show, you know, how valuable our radio station is in this area. So it gave people like myself the opportunity to call in, talk about it, vent about it, which, you know, was a nice thing. And it's funny how, you know, Chris and Barry were actually pretty busy. I mean, the phones just didn't let up, and I was a little taken back by that because, you know, it was Sunday. Everybody's out and about at the beach with the heat. But I just, you know, that's why I called, because I think it was a great thing that the radio station did. They didn't have to do that, you know, and that Barry and Chris also, you know, decided to do that for the public. So anyway, try to stay cool and you have a good day. Okay.
You as well. Take care. Thank you. And, yeah, that was, I mean, I was sitting by that point, the concert had started and I was sitting in the seat and my phone rang and it was Michael Rock and I texted him back and said, and we had had an issue here in the building earlier in the day that I came down to just check out before I left for the concert. And so I thought he was calling me about that. So I just texted him back and I said, you know, everything's good. I'm at a concert. I'll talk to you later. And he texted me back and he said, can you call me as soon as you can? So then I was like, all right, something important. And so we talked through the possibility of, you know, getting on the air and being able to have Chris and Barry come in. And I said, certainly I can, you know, reprogram everything. I just can't do it now because I'm not near a computer, but I can, you know, do it all when I get home. So I got home at about like 1:30 in the morning or so, sat down in front of the computer and, you know, let's just say I don't really remember. I was kind of falling asleep in the chair, but I was able to get everything reprogrammed so that they could go in and be able to do it. Because normally we would have, you know, some pre-recorded programs, some syndicated programs. So I had to kind of go in and change everything and basically make it look exactly like their weekday shows so that they could still be able to, you know, make calls, play music, be able to play all the commercials correctly and everything. So all I kept thinking was, you got to stay awake. You got to stay awake because if you fall asleep, you might not wake up in time to get it done before Chris goes on the air. So I was able to get it all ready for them and let them know. So we can certainly be here for you when news breaks. That's what we do here, I think, better than anybody that listens to a podcast or satellite radio or anything like that. You know, okay, but can you be on the air live when something like this happens and be able to take people's phone calls when they just need to talk about something? They don't need to have answers. They don't need to have solutions. They just need to have a place to vent. So, caller, hang on. I got to take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll get right into your call. And back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Hi. I'll make it real quick. Tim, you know, it just shows yesterday on a Sunday. A lot of us, I love WBSM. I've been listening since the 70s, late 70s. I got hooked. And I think Sundays, and I'm just a suggestion that it just shows you, we love the personalities there. Whether we agree with you, disagree, whatever it may be, we just love listening to BSM and people who know what they're talking about. Like I said, we don't have to agree. But I think it just shows you that Sunday, I know I work in the yard. I'd love to put BSM on and just listen to the local talk, listen to the politics, listen to whatever comes up. I don't know why on Sunday, why, you know, I shut it off. Because after a while, I don't want to hear, I don't know, whatever the playing, the repeats of Howie Carr, that's fine. I'm not a big Howie guy, but I'll listen to it and get a kick out of it. But I don't want to hear it twice. So I think if people really want to, the people at the station make these decisions, want to keep people, you know, giving them access to your folks that sponsor you and stuff like that, which I do patronize. I do feel like on a Sunday, put somebody in there who can keep that fire going like you guys do all week long. I can put on BSM from first thing in the morning when you get on and shut it off right after Howie Carr. And that's it. I mean, I'd do the same thing on a Sunday if I had I just don't understand the logic of why, you know, you can find some crackerjack like yourself to put in there, sit in that seat and talk and do what they do and have us call in, because a lot of us, BSM is a big part of our lives. And I think on Sunday, we kind of just, it becomes white noise as opposed to like right now I'm listening, I'm engaged. Do you get what I'm saying?
And I'll tell you, it just comes down to one thing, money. You need money to be able to pay somebody to be here all the time, and we need to make more money. More money, more patronizing of our sponsors, more sponsors coming on board, we'll be able to bring more people on board.
Fair enough. Thanks, Tim.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
And, I mean, that's really it. That's what it comes down to. We cover more local talk hours on WBSM, and I'm going to say this, and I'm 90% certain that I'm completely accurate on this, because this is what I've been told. So there may be, you know, there may be a station somebody catches here and there that they say, well, what about this one? But from my understanding, we have more live and local programming on WBSM than any other talk station in our company. So, and our company is the town square for their particular communities. That's what we pride ourselves on being, the place where people can go to talk about local issues and to have their voice heard on national issues. And it's nothing against the company. It's not a knock against the company to say that we have the most live and local out of anybody. It's just we've committed more hours in the day to it. And we'd love to commit more. I'd love to have local talk 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But in today's financial climate, is that reasonable? Is that feasible? Probably not. And what people don't really realize about some of these shows, sometimes with some of the stuff that we have on the weekends, you're kind of contractually obligated to carry some things too. You know, if we want to carry this, we've got to carry this. So, for example, you know, if you hear NFL games and you say, well, why is the NFL game on instead of somebody coming on and talking about local issues when I could watch the NFL game on TV? Well, because, you know, if we want to carry the Patriots, we got to carry some of these other games. It's all behind the scenes stuff that sets it all up, that dictates how things go. But would we love to have somebody here 24 hours a day talking about local issues? Absolutely. It's just not, it's not feasible in today's day and age. Maybe if things improve, the economy improves, and certainly if you are a business owner and you would love to hear more local talk on WBSM, come on board as an advertiser. Reach out to me, Tim at WBSM.com. It's more affordable than you think to be on the radio. And it has more impact than some of the other advertising you're probably already doing, as you can hear from that caller. All right, I got to take my final break of this hour. Be right back. All right, that is going to do it for this hour. When we come back in the next hour, we can talk some more, 508-996-0500. And we can also take your app chat messages and your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We will have Jack Spillane in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get his take on everything that happened over the week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.